Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely lady and teacher of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and Erev Tov to everyone. We have been examining some typology, and last week we saw how the groom himself would go about asking for the maiden's hand. And tonight we will look at the two very best friends of Jesus, who will be the two witnesses at our wedding in heaven, and how they show us today how we too can be Yeshua's close friends. After all, the best marriages are when couples are first good friends.
For sure.
Let us honor our Lord.
Abba, Father, we do honor you, for thou changest not. You are always faithful, and your mercies endure forever. All that we need, thou hand, dost provide. May we be found worthy to worship at your feet. We thank you for our redemption as we continue to plead your salvation over our unsaved loved ones. May your Holy Spirit woo their souls so to accept your truth. May we be steadfast in the sharing of your gospel as we will continue to pray for Israel's protection and soon victory. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Good news first.
Well, I think it's good news. Donald Trump received a unanimous ruling, 9-0, from the Supreme Court that he must be allowed on election ballots. And another ruling is also expected on his immunity case. And he is expected to receive more delegates today, as it is Super Tuesday in many states. And by the way, Ohio's is on March 19th.
Yeah, so know who your candidates are.
Right, because primaries are important, too.
All right, update on Israel.
Yeah, well, they are finishing up in northern and southern Gaza because there are still occasional missiles that fly into Israel from this area. And just this morning, the IDF announced that they have blown up the largest Hamas tunnel in northern Gaza, and it's about 2.5 miles long.
And wide enough for a car to drive through.
Unbelievable. And at the same time, though, they continue to shift its focus on southern Gaza in the city of Rafah, coming soon, but not before Ramadan. That begins on Sunday. All the while, Washington keeps pushing hard for a 6-week ceasefire with a hostage deal. As of today, Hamas is not agreeing to the provisions, but rather are suggesting outlandish requirements, like a complete end of the war with hundreds of their own released from Israeli prisons.
And most having blood on their hands.
Mm-hmm. And former military chief of staff cabinet minister Benny Gantz of the National Unity Party, and by the way, Netanyahu's chief political rival, requested to meet with Vice President Harris yesterday at the White House. We don't know exactly what went on there, but it does appear that Washington wants to go around Bibi to maybe increase division and possibly cause early addictions and, like,
elections.
Say, January. Oh, elections. In January of 2025 instead of 2026. Remember, the parties joined together after October 7th to show unity while the war is going on.
Bibi is not happy he went.
No, he isn't. And he reminded Gantz before his departure, there was only one prime minister. Also, plane loads of humanitarian aid has been parachuting down over Gaza after watching the trucks last Thursday being pilfered by stampedes of people, resulting in many casualties, causing a very chaotic scene.
And Muslims are expected to cause a ruckus this weekend.
Rumor has it, in Jerusalem, just before Ramadan, hoping it will divert Israel's attention away from Gaza. Along with, by the way, at the same time, there's Israelis continue to protest over the hostage situation.
Yes, and add that to another serious problem.
Yeah. There is a push for the military-aged ultra-Orthodox Jews who have always been excluded from war due to intense Torah study. And by the way, I wish they would study the Bible prophets too. But anyway, now they could possibly be drafted to share the military burden, which will probably cause an uproar.
And the possible fall of government.
Right, should the ultra-Orthodox party leave the coalition, which would also cause an early Israeli election. However, some, like 150 men, have already volunteered from the ultra-Orthodox. They did that right after October 7th, but that's certainly not enough. Perhaps even Arab Israeli citizens could be drafted as well, which would also be new for obvious reasons. However, there are many Arabs living in peace and actually love Israel.
Many have converted to Christ from Catholicism.
Yeah, we saw that when we were there, many living in Bethlehem, actually. Remember how we attended a Messianic church and he spoke in Hebrew for 5 minutes, then said the same thing in English?
Yeah, that was an experience.
It was. And as we wait for the fulfillment of Isaiah 17, still another outskirt in Damascus was hit by the IDF killing two terrorists in response to Hezbollah firing more rockets in northern Israel near Haifa. Praise the Lord, the Iron Dome did take them out.
So it continues, tit for tat.
It does. Some say it's actually increasing on Lebanon's south border with Israel.
Okay, we welcome all of your comments and end-time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and any correspondence will place you on our newsletter mailings. You can also bless us with your donation on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all our past radio and newsletters are archived for your continued learning pleasure.
Thank you, honey. And now let me begin with this question. Now, I know we are the bride of Christ, but as well, how do we become good friends with Jesus? Well, before we examine that, over the last few weeks, we have been detailing the importance of typology and how we should look for these, what we call pictures of learning, as we read our scriptures.
Many types seen in the Old Testament.
Actually, just about every story we can see Jesus somewhere. And then again, on his opposite side, we find pictures of evil. Therefore, associate the many evils with the coming Antichrist.
Well, as in Haman. Which we call the rapture.
With the trumpet shout of his call. And we saw the reason for our 7-year honeymoon.
Conveniently, while God's judgment is on the earth.
Amen. So with that said, let's look at a different typology, and that is that the required witnesses at the wedding were to be the groom's two best friends.
So not the bride's.
Right. His closest best friends. Who would also assist in securing his bride with encouragement and kind acclamations about him, that he was well worth the wait, and updates concerning the readiness of her hadar.
So, who are they?
Well, we should give them a hint.
Well, most probably no, but okay.
Of course, they'll be at our wedding in heaven, and then these two witnesses will take on human form and go to earth during the first half of the tribulation. And these two appeared with Jesus at the transfiguration. Another hint is they are the only ones who fasted without food or even water for 40 days.
Moses and Elijah.
Of course. And in Revelation 11, we see these two witnesses having the same abilities as they had when first on the earth. Example in Exodus. Moses turned water into blood and does it again in Revelation 11, verse 6. And Elijah stopped the rain in 1 Kings 17. Guess for how long?
Well, according to James, chapter 5, verse 17, for 3.5 years.
And we'll do it again as per Revelation 6, verses 6, and also read Revelation 11, verse 11, because it says that they also represent the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord in Zechariah 4. And in verse 14, he says, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. Now, in Matthew 17, verse 11, Jesus says that Elijah will be coming first.
That is before his second coming.
Right, so during the tribulation, to preach restoration.
And that also confirms Malachi 4, verse 5.
Yep. Where Malachi says, Elijah comes before the Lord's great appearing. And in the verse right before that, he's talking about Moses.
They are often seen together.
Well, yeah. As in Malachi 4:4, we see Moses, and in verse 5, we see Elijah. But there is an even deeper reason why they are seen together and in that order. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, we want to show how there is always a forerunner to Yeshua's both comings, and who was he just before his first coming?
John the Baptist.
Of course. Please read Matthew 17, verse 12.
I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands.
And verse 13, that tells us that he's speaking of John the Baptist, who came in the spirit of Elijah, as told to us back in Matthew 11, verses 13 and 14.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he,
meaning John,
is Elijah who is to come.
Mm-hmm. In other words, when Jesus walked, John had the spirit of Elijah from his mother Elizabeth's womb. But the real Elijah will return before the second coming in the first half of the tribulation and is then killed, as we read in Revelation 11, along with Moses. But both will rise after 3 days for all to see. And then a great earthquake, killing 7,000, will usher in the last half of the tribulation,
where the judgments become much greater. Why do some think one of the two witnesses is Enoch?
Yeah, that's probably because he didn't die on earth. But he's a picture of the raptured who won't die, but rather are given a body of immortality just before the tribulation begins. You know, like Enoch was also taken before the flood became.
Well, you know, besides that, Enoch wasn't Jewish.
Right, as this was before Abraham. And in chapter 3 of Malachi, and he was Hebrew, states that he would be a messenger of the covenant.
Therefore, a Hebrew.
Which rules out Enoch as a witness.
So, rather a type of the raptured saints.
Yes. So, how does Moses and Elijah continue to fulfill the role of the two witnesses and Yeshua's friends still today? Remember, we just said the friends of the groom encourage the bride and give insights to his character and what he expects, while reminding her of his promises and tells her signs of his soon arrival.
Of course, it's the word of God.
Amen. Because Moses first wrote the Torah, and Elijah is known as the prophet of the prophets, therefore he represents all the prophets. And why we see Moses' name used first and then Elijah.
In that order, because the Torah is written and read first in the Bible.
Yes. A small detail, perhaps, but then God is a great detailer.
That he surely is.
Okay, so now let's look at Moses as a type of Yeshua.
Moses, too, was spared as a baby.
And he left his royal court to be with his people, showing them great compassion.
He did miracles.
And spoke to God face to face.
Mediator of a covenant.
He comes to earth twice, the next time in Revelation, as will Jesus.
And most feel Elijah is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, as he is referred to as having the Spirit, which he did, and remember, that was not yet given internally before Jesus. However, Elijah was an exception.
And John the Baptist.
Yes, as we noted from his mother's womb, and you can read that in Luke 1, verse 41. But think on this. Remember David prayed to God not to take the Holy Spirit from him. But we can't pray that, because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us.
He doesn't leave.
Mm-mm. As did also John the Baptist and Elijah and Elisha, who had a double anointing, and just so happened he performed double the miracles of Elijah. Because when Elijah was taken up, he passed down his cloak called the mantle to Elisha, who, as he requested, received a double dose of the Holy Spirit.
So, who is Elisha a type of?
We think the 144,000 Israelites who will witness during the tribulation, also having a double portion of the Holy Spirit, who will preach the coming Messiah.
There will be many tribulation saints.
Yes, there will. So, we read in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 29, that John calls himself the friend of the groom. Now, we know we are the bride, just like John is, but we also should be his friend. And we do that by understanding our two witnesses that portrays his word. And God is so merciful that he sends them again during the first half of the tribulation in human form to witness to those who did not hear through his word before.
Another chance to be in his kingdom.
Right. Although the tribulation saints can't be the bride, for she has already gone up to her wedding and honeymoon, but still saved by the blood.
And will serve the Lord, Revelation 7:15.
Yep. Whereas the bride will reign as his queen.
Revelation 5:10.
And let's read Yeshua's words to his disciples now. And of course I have to ask the question, are you a disciple of Christ? Let's read what he says in John 15, verses 14 and 15.
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you.
Now we'd like to finish tonight with another one of my favorite pictures, the typology of the new moon. We are pretty familiar with the fact that the sun, S-U-N, is a picture of Jesus. The sun of righteousness, again, S-U-N, and that's exactly how it's spelled in Malachi 4, verse 2, is S-U-N.
He is the light of the world.
And the sun, S-U-N, was created on the fourth day. And Jesus came to earth at the end of the 4,000th year.
And what about the moon?
Well, it too was created on the fourth day. And Genesis says they both are for signs and seasons or appointed times, says Psalm 104, verse 19, in the Hebrew. But let's read Colossians 2, verses 16 and 17.
Let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
In other words, no more legalism, and the substance, or it pictures Christ. You know, the festivals are about his first and second coming, and he is the fulfilled Sabbath who now lives in us. And the new moon represents our new life in Christ. And as we turn more into Him, the sun, we become more full and more bright white.
Like the full moon is a type of.
Anyhow, the first sliver of the new moon is really special as it rings in the next new month, hence the lunar calendar. And it took two witnesses to testify to the Sanhedrin that they indeed saw it. And they were even allowed to ride horseback on the Sabbath to the mountain to view it better and hurry back to Jerusalem, where then a festive meal would be eaten in celebration. And in Ezekiel 46:1, it reads how even in the Messianic kingdom, the new moon is special. Honey, read that.
Thus says the Lord God, the gateway of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut the six working days.
So the humans will have work to do, but not laborious.
But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened.
Yeah. Let's read verse 3.
Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance to this gateway before the Lord on the Sabbaths and the new moons.
Yeah, so that's kind of important. And you know what? The only feast that begins on a new moon is Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, when we believe that the rapture will happen. So, on a new moon, representing new life. And isn't it interesting that the only time the people could be seen by the prophet or the king was on a Sabbath or a new moon? You can read that in 2 Kings 4, verse 23. And then I want to say, we will go up to meet our king, likely on a new moon. So yes, the new moons are important and is a type of our new birth, when we are born again. Let's read John 3, verses 2 and 3.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night.
Now notice how John wanted you to know it was at night, as nothing is in there by chance.
And said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Those are very famous words. And why did he point out it was at night? Because knowing how Jesus used the surrounding elements, you can be sure it was probably a new moon. And Jesus was pointing to it as he declared the truth.
Had to be.
Your goal is to turn more to the sun, which makes for an eventual full moon, which, by the way, is total sanctification. So let me ask you, are you born again? It's time to get it right. He's your Savior. Read his love story written for you. He will give you the power needed over the sin that torments you. You know, he paid your entire debt for your sins. Just accept his receipt. And his receipt says paid in full. But it's your move, and it's always your choice. We're going to leave you with the Aaronic Blessing, number 6, verses 22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that lasting shalom. Until next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, those who love her. Well, you're going to prosper in a lot of different ways, ways that you might not even know. And, of course, you should memorize that at Psalm 122, verse 6. So, till next time, tell someone about Jesus, and shalom to all.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.